Shabbat Shalom. In this week's parasha, we learn about the Nazir. Now, I suspect no one here has met a Nazir. I've never met one. But the idea is that the Bible holds up this category of people who would swear off more or less earthly pleasures. They wouldn't cut their hair. They wouldn't drink wine. They removed themselves from the community and basically were the equivalent of what we might think of as monks today. They lived separately. They took vows to refrain from these things. Now, the rabbis read the Bible and saw from the Bible, they learned that it's good to eat well, to eat healthily, to be a part of the community, to live. They even have a phrase that says, "Ein simcha ela basar v'yayin." There is no joy except in meat and wine. Which is my kind of party, on a side note. The rabbi said that wine is equivalent to joy. And yet these Nazirites are refraining. They're taking it away. They're not partaking in these things. So the rabbis are caught in a conundrum. How do they read the Torah and make sense of these Nazirites when they know from the Torah elsewhere that these earthly things are in fact good, are wonderful? The best answer I give combines the two and focuses on intention. The rabbis zero in on the fact that being a monk in and of itself, separating yourself, does not make you more holy, does not make you more spiritual. The question is, why are you doing those things? Intention is everything for them. They say, yes, we can conceive of someone who chooses to be a Nazirite, who is a holy individual, who brings us closer to God. But we can also conceive of that person taking away. And the difference is, what is their motivation? Are they going into this because they just can't handle the hard spiritual work to build a fulfilling life with God? And so they're gonna cheat. They're gonna cut themselves off from the world and try and connect with God, but with no one else. Or maybe that someone has a problem with wine. And they don't know how to take a sip and not drink the whole case. And that person who says, I need to be a part of this community, and the only way I can do it is by refraining from wine completely, is very different. That's a Nazirite who's willing to do the hard work. So in the end, the rabbis take this category of Jewish monks who would remove themselves and think themselves holier and more pure, and they turn it into one more tool in the Torah's arsenal of tools to build a holy Jewish community where all of us are on a never-ending journey, a never-ending drive to build a relationship with God as one and as a community. And that most of the time means we don't shut ourselves off completely. It most of the time means we partake in good food. I actually really need a haircut right now, but I will eventually get that haircut. We groom ourselves. We are part of the community. We join together as one. The rabbis are able to turn this idea of Nazir and flip it on its head. And for that, I'm grateful, and I wish this is a Shabbat full of joy and holy community, however we might get there. Shabbat Shalom.